With Jimmy Anderson, we were talking yesterday about 500 wickets, best test figures today. It's been a pretty good summer, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a great summer, yeah. It's been both for me personally and the team. I think we've made really good strides as a group. Obviously, we've got a big test in the winter down under. It was important that we put in some good performances this summer to try and build some momentum and sort of start gelling as a team, I guess. And I think we've done that, on the whole. I'm just delighted to have achieved what I have achieved this week, both with my best bowling and 500 wickets.
Is it quite nice to show the young pups if you still know what you're doing with the ball?
To be honest, that's my job is to lead the attack, lead from the front, and that's what I try and do. I try and do it in practice as well, try and train as hard as I can and get myself right for performing out on the field. And I think that is part of my job as a senior player, is to try and lead by example, and hopefully some guys will follow that lead.
You really look as if you're still... I know you get crumpy sometimes, but you really look as if you're enjoying yourself these days.
I am enjoying myself. Like, I might look grumpy on the outside, but on the inside, I'm actually really enjoying myself. I think I'm bowling as well as I probably ever have, or feeling really good form at the moment. I'm just delighted with what we've achieved this summer. And it's been really special. Some very special moments for everyone involved. A bit of a sad day as well with Otis Gibson moving on. He'll be a huge loss for us. He's been fantastic over the number of years that I've worked with him, both in two spells with England. The thing is, when you get a quality coach like him, he's always going to get tempted away. I wish him all the best.
Just a final thought. You've been mentioning how good the spirit is in the team. You've played in a few good England teams over the years. How good could this one get?
Yeah, I think we're not quite there yet. I think we've still got improvements to make. There have been times with the ball this summer where we've not been 100% on it. That consistency you're looking for is something that we've got to try and improve. And then similarly with the bat, we've been three down early quite a lot. So something else that we've got to try and address. Certainly going to Australia, you can't afford to be in those situations too often.